Log Talk Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. Lord, I wanna be able.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. I pray each and every one of you all had a beautiful, beautiful time on yesterday celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I can attest to Sister T, Evangelist T, and I. We had a wonderful time on this broadcast on yesterday. And I tell you, I just give God all the glory. I give him all the praise for his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We still celebrate. You know, sometimes when it's our birthday month, we'll celebrate all month long. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I was in the world, amen, when birthday time came, honey, we would celebrate every feast. Amen. For days on top of days, and we would still tell people, this is my birthday. Well, we're still celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior. Amen. How many are so elated, just grateful and thankful that we have a God, glory to God, that we can celebrate every day. Amen. I know you all have been hearing this song, Holy One, by Nasha Figaro and Cece Winans. And we just thank the Lord for that beautiful, beautiful song. I tell you, it's always a blessing, amen, to hear the gifted women and men of God. You know, God haven't given us all that kind of voice, amen, but those that he have blessed with these unique voices, and when they glorify God, you can feel the anointing. I love that song. I might have to download the one that Tremaine Hawkins sing. Same song, Holy One. Amen. How many know we're serving a holy God? And therefore, he told us to be holy also. Amen. I'm on the road. Amen. And Chaz was supposed to host for me today, and I don't see him on the line, so I had to pull over by McDonald's. Y'all know I'm that kind of, I'm crazy like that. When it comes to the Lord, hey, pull over, baby. So it was nearing time for the broadcast, and I had to pull over. And I'm glad I did, because I don't see Prophet Chaz on the line. But we're going on in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're not going to hold you long today. We don't have anything specifically planned for today. We're just going to let the Lord have his way. On yesterday, we were able to do some reflection, and I really wasn't looking to preach, y'all. But God, oh, glory, after I was able to see the festive mood everybody was in, you know, in this time of the year, people just have a heart to give. They have a heart to show more love and compassion. Why can't we keep that spirit, Evangelist T? Why can't we just keep that spirit all year long? Why? It's not difficult. It's not hard. If we can do that on Christmas Day and Thanksgiving, why can't we find the strength and the resolve to do it daily? You know, once you begin to practice something, it becomes a discipline. It becomes a habit. Amen. That's just like prayer. Once you begin to implement and set aside some quiet time to pray, girl, what you talking about? You long for that time. You like, Lord, I can't wait to 10 o'clock. I can't wait to 12 midnight. I can't wait to 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to lay prostrate, baby, and I'm gonna cry out to the Lord. I'm going to intercede for my brothers and my sisters. Amen, amen. So today we want to lift up God through some prayer. We want to have some serious prayer today. Amen. And I encourage you all to let the Lord deal with your heart. And when God lay people on your heart, it's for a reason. Don't you ever take it lightly. It's for a reason. So today I want to lift up Pastor Beatrice Martin. Yes.
I really want to lift up this woman of God because she's been under a severe attack. Amen. But we want her to know today that she has some women and men that love the Lord. And because we love the Lord, we love her also. Amen. We love the parishioners that God has placed her over. We love her spirit. Amen. I'll never forget that message she preached here in New Orleans at the Citywide Crusade. It was titled, My After is Greater Than My Before. My after is greater than her before. And I tell you, that woman preached that thing out of her belly. Amen. So we just want to lift this woman of God up in prayer and let her know that we are touching and agreeing and standing with her. We want to lift up Pastor Gloria Smith. We want to lift up Prophet Michael Davis. I'm calling out these names today. We want to lift up Pastor Miracle Burleson and the whole Burleson family. We want to lift up Bishop R.C. Blakes. We want to lift up Pastor Samuel Blakes. We want to lift up Mother Lois Blakes. We want to lift up Mother Ruby Larry. We want to lift up Sister Tammy Lee. We want to lift up Apostle Anthony Hill. We want to lift up these men and women of God. We want to lift up the bishop and his wife that we went to the resort. I can't call their name. Amen. We want to lift them up today. We also want to lift up my mother, lift up my son. We're looking to go and visit my son, hopefully, by this Friday. Amen. We want to go in peace, and I pray that this special visit will be granted where my granddaughter can make it on back to her job and get ready to start a new year in college. Amen. So we want to lift up these specific names, these specific individuals. We want to lift up Bruce Cannon, and we want to lift up Elisa Flowery. That is Mother Cannon's daughter and son. We told you about that. They both is battling with cancer. Amen. I also want to lift up my cousin Patricia Smith. Amen. And I want to lift up the whole Singleton family, the Bernard family, the Sanders family, the Bolton family. I want to lift up Evangelist T. Amen. We want to lift her up and her children. Amen. And everything that God has in her spirit to do, we want to lift them up. We want to lift up Pastor Dwayne Morris and Lady Rosalind Morris. We want to lift them up. We want to lift up Brother Chaz and his mother and his family. Amen, amen, amen. So I don't know if Evangelist T is in position, amen, to pray. If not, I'm going to go on forward, and we're going to open up with the word of prayer, amen, and we're going to call out these names. We're going to touch and agree, amen, and we're asking heaven to move on their behalf. We're asking the Lord to send a host of angels. Amen. We're asking the Lord, amen, to minister to every need, minister to every affliction. We bind sickness today. We bind heart problems today. We bind arthritis. We bind it today. We bind these cancer cells, these white, these red cells. We telling you, Lord, to bring them in line in the name of Jesus. We bind homelessness today. Amen. Yes. We bind those that are bound, those that are in prison, God. We bind those diseases that have come to ravage our body, God. We asking you to visit the sick and the shut in. Oh, God, we looking to you, Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We will look to the hills from whence cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Lord God, we asking you to hide us in the cleft of your rock. God, we asking you to be able to give us a mind to proclaim every day that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. For you said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. God, we bless is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they are saved. Ah, God, we blessing you today, God. We give you glory, God. We lift you up, God. We celebrate your sovereignty. We celebrate you for being God all by yourself, God. We celebrate you, hallelujah, for being the great I am. We celebrate you for being wonderful. We celebrate you for being a mighty God. We celebrate you for being a counselor. We celebrate you for being a prince of peace. We celebrate you today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you because you're awesome. We thank you because you don't make any mistakes. We thank you because you're God all by yourself. You don't have to counsel with anybody. Oh, God, we love you today, Jesus. We love you today, God. We wouldn't take nothing for this journey. Nothing for this journey, God. Go into the homes right now of every name that we called out when we opened up. Go and visit Pastor Beatrice Martin. Go and visit Pastor Gloria Smith. Visit Prophetess Darlene. Visit Pastor Miracle and her family, God. Visit Bruce Cannon and Elisa Flower, God. Visit Dr. Chaz and his family, God. Visit Prophet Michael Davis today, God. Visit Pastor R.C. Blanks and Pastor Samuel Blanks and Mother Lloyd. Visit their household, God. Oh, God, and the saints of God, those that you have given them shepherdship over. Hallelujah. Let them love them, God. Let them respect them. Let them honor them. Let them submit, God. For you told us in your word to obey those that have the rule over us and submit ourselves to them. For it's them that should give an account because they watch for our souls, God. Remember Dr. Winston Singleton, God. Remember the Singleton family. Remember Sister Patricia Smith, God. Oh, God. Remember Verona Singleton, God. Remember Minister Aaron Singleton today, God. Remember Elder Richard Jones and his family. Oh, God, we lift you up, God. Remember Elder Shelton and Sister Shelton today, God. Oh, God, we bless you. Remember some that we don't even see on the line anymore. We lift up Albertine's son, Isaiah. Ah, God, and whatever surgery he needs, God, we asking you to go into the operation room, God. Get into the surgeon hand, God, and you do the work that is required in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Evangelist T. We lift up our young daughter. We lift up our older daughter. We lift up our son today, God. Oh, God, and we asking you to let peace, hallelujah, peace, that's past it all understanding, God. We asking your peace to engulf for this day. Ah, God, surround her with your peace, God. And even when she thinks she's about to get angry, God, give her calmness, God. Ah, allow her to think on the goodness of Jesus. Allow her to think before she speak, God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Leslie Priest and her family. We lift up her daughter, God. We come against mine battles right now in the name of Jesus. We bind every seducing spirit that is coming whisper into the ear of your people. We bind jealousy. We bind envy. We cancel your assignment today. You have no authority. We render you powerless today. You seducing spirit, you won't whisper into the people of God's ear. Ah, you won't make us doubt God. Ah, for we know too much about him. You will not make us doubt him. We know too much about him. Oh, God, and as my mother's in California, I'm asking you, Lord, to continue to touch her body. Ah, do a speedy work on her, God. Oh, God, and as she get ready to visit Danielle, God, let Danielle, you don't know Messiah, give her peace, God. Make her to know that this is the year of her release. Ah, God, no matter what come against her, hallelujah, Satan, I bind you right now. Take your hands off my sister. In the name of Jesus, this is the year for her release. Oh, don't let no other whispering demon tell her anything. Hallelujah. The report that you have is she's going to be released, God. I'm standing on the promise, God. You told me when I departed out of the state of California, you told told me, Lord, and I heard you vividly. I heard you clearly. I heard you tell me not to worry about Danielle. And you promised me, Lord, that she would be right behind me. 2015 is the year of her release. I'm standing on it, God. You told me that my mother would see her in the land of the living. You told me that my mother, hallelujah, would be able to see Danielle saved. Hallelujah, free. Hallelujah, living a life. You know, Messiah, I bless you today, God. Oh, God, you've been kind. Oh, you've been great. You've been wonderful, God. We wouldn't serve another God, because there is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in the earth, they belong to you, God. God, we thank you for Sister T. We thank you for Sister Ruby, God. We asking you to visit her right now. Go to Stockton, California. Go into that gated community, God, where can't nobody go and do what you do but you. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to touch Sister Mother Ruby's heart, God. Hallelujah. Comfort her, God. Give her peace, God. Give her rest in her spirit, God. Don't let her mourn any longer. Oh, God, take that grief away, God. Give her a spirit, hallelujah, of praise and worship, God. Let her put on the garment of praise, God, and call on your name. Oh, we bless you today, God. Jesus, we bless you today. We lift you up, Jesus. I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist, see if she's able to pray. Amen. And we're going to get on off the line today, because I'm on the road driving to Houston now. Oh, God, but guess what? The Lord is in this vehicle with me. Hey, you know, Messiah, God is in this car with me. I feel his presence. I feel his presence. Hey, Evangelist, see, I feel his presence. God, none like you, Jesus. None like you. Oh, glory to God. I bless you today, God. If any of them sign on the line, they're going to see we done signed on and signed off. This is Friday. I know this is a hangover. Some of you all have a hangover from Christmas. I have one too. My hangover is I'm still celebrating Jesus. That's my hangover. I'm still celebrating the God that I serve. I'm still, hallelujah, enjoying Jesus. I'm still telling him how thankful I am. I'm still praising him for being born of a virgin. I'm still saying, Lord, hallelujah, what shall I render unto you? What can I give you, God? Hallelujah, for all of your benefits unto me. Oh, you've been good, God. 2014 was a year of goodness for me, God. It was a year of favor for me, God. Hallelujah. And I declare, 2015 is going to be even greater for your people. Oh, God, you said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. I have been a faithful woman. I have been a faithful servant. Evangelist, he has been faithful, Lord God. We stand in on Proverbs 28 and 20. A faithful woman shall abound with blessings. Oh, we bless you today, God. God, we bless you. Hear ya, mother Messiah. Hallelujah. We give you glory. So, Evangelist, if you can't hear me, you keep it going. I have your line open. I'm on the freeway. If you can't hear me, keep it going till the Lord says stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless you.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Not like you, God. Not like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. For all that you've done and all that you're doing, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift up your people to you today, Lord. Touch them while they are, Lord, in the the name of Jesus. We celebrate you, Lord. Hallelujah. The celebration is for you. Hallelujah. You are the star. You are the star, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing like you. There's no one like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, touch your people now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Anybody who's ever graced this broadcast, who's ever spoken a word, Lord Jesus, your people need you now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind sickness on every hand, Lord. Homelessness on every hand, Lord. Depression on every hand. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind it now, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We bind anybody who's going through anything that's frustrating them right now, Lord Jesus. We speak blessings of hope and peace and joy over their lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Every family, Lord, every child, we lift up your children here, Lord Jesus.
Lead
them, protect them, Lord Jesus. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Save them, deliver them, and set them free, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We spend blessings over this broadcast, over this ministry. Hallelujah. Favor. Hallelujah. We speak favor over Evangelist Bernard's life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The release of our sister, Lord. We see her coming out of that prison now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We speak health and blessings for her mother, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Continue to heal, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, Lord. Continue to protect her while she's in California. And even when she flies back to New Orleans, Lord. Give her a refreshing, Lord. Hallelujah. Respect her, Lord. Respect her now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we claim salvation for our families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory for all that you've done. Hallelujah. We thank you for always being there for us, for watching every year. Hallelujah. Lord, we need your strength today, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for my client, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord. Touch her mind. We bind the spirit of alcoholism in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cast out every demon, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I lift up my pastor today. Pastor, we ask this morning, Lord. We ask you to touch her mind, her body, her heart, her spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Vision that you gave to her, Lord, to feed the homeless, to clothe the homeless, to open up the doors. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for her finances, Lord, for her health, for her strength, Lord, healing, Lord. We claim unity in the body of Christ. We need unification, Lord Jesus. Unify us, Lord Jesus. No more backbiting, no more strife, no more spirits that's not like you, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, just to be there for us. We need you like never before. Lift up all our families to you. Hallelujah. We lift up the Bernard family, Lord. We continue to lift up and stand, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen Pastor Bernard. Strengthen the Lord Jenny, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Give us dreams and visions, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch your finances, Lord. Open up the door for a new home. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. All the labor, Lord. You said we are faithful. You said if we are faithful, you will bless us, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for
bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We might not understand sometimes, Lord, when we take the correction and we use it, Lord Jesus, for your glory, Lord. We take the correction. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Back in line. Put us back in order. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let your will be done.
Hallelujah.
Order our steps, Lord. Our steps are ordered by you.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, we need you, Lord. Hallelujah, we need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Peace,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Thank you for the peace. And right now, Lord, the peaceful spirit is on this line, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us look at people. Look at us, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and see
God.
You, Lord Jesus. We pray for all those people I seen yesterday in the shelter, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Provide homes for them. Provide shelter for them. Provide finances and jobs, Lord Jesus. Every time, Lord Jesus, we ask you to be there for them. We pray for
yes,
those people
God.
That are sleeping in their pins out there in front of the doctor's shelter, Lord Jesus. Do a new thing, Lord. The spirit of alcohol, the spirit of depression, all of those things, Lord. The spirit of anxiety, Lord. Not having a roof over their head. Hallelujah. Providing for us, Lord Jesus. We don't take it for granted to be able to shower when we want to be able to watch TV when we want to be able to go and come as we please, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we can't do nothing without you. We can't we can't see without you. Hallelujah. We can't hear without you, Lord. Oh, we magnify you. Oh, we glorify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
If you can read those verses, Evangelist C, Philippians
2. Verses 1 through, I think we stopped on 11. I'm not sure. But when you get there, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Ah, glory to God. Jesus. Hey, Jesus, touch the glory right now, God. Touch your God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophet David is great. Glory to God. Woo, touch your people everywhere, God. Ah, remember Sister Pammy, Sister Albertine, God. Sister Kim Coleman, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch him, God. Remember Leslie Priest and her husband, God, and that family, God. Cover them, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need you, God. This is an hour that we can't do anything without you, God. This is an hour where we need you, God. This is an hour where we need to call on you, God. We're depending on you, God. You are our source. You are the source of our survival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why we love you, God. Ah, that's why we look to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Evangelist. See, you don't know what's up, God. Jesus.
Philippians 2. What verse would you like me to start at?
The second chapter, we want to start from the first verse.
The fourth verse. It says, look not every man on his things, but every man also things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also Christ Jesus.
No, let's start.
Yes.
Start at the very first verse of that chapter, 2 and 1.
Which verse?
The first verse.
Start at the fourth. Yes. Okay. It says, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. This mind in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Come on.
Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. No reputation upon him the form of a servant, who was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
All right. Go ahead.
Wherefore, God has also quite exalted him, highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. And he loves people. Hallelujah. As he shall bow of the things in heaven, and the things in earth, and the things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's why we're asking today, Evangelist T, is Jesus enough? Was it enough that he died for us? Was it enough that they put a crown of thorn on his head? Was it enough that he was whipped with many stripes? Was it enough that that we were redeemed? The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If Jesus hadn't died, we wouldn't have redemption. But I bless the Lord for redemption today. Amen. For redemption today. Glory to God. Redemption today. Is Jesus enough? Amen. I'm going to let Evangelist T, if she'd like to say anything pertaining to those particular passages of scriptures,
She's welcome to do so. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Can we go into just closing it out? Amen. We pray that each and every one of you all will have a blessed weekend. And remember, we're still celebrating Jesus. Glory to God. Remember to share this gospel with everyone you meet. Tell somebody that Jesus saves. Tell them how he saves. He saves to the utmost. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Just open up your mouth and begin to think on what he's done for you. Begin to think on where he's brought you from. And when you begin to think on those things, you won't be shy about opening up your mouth. You won't be shy to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. He's been good to me. I could pull his car over on the side of the road right now and jump out and shout hallelujah. That's how good he's been to me. I know somebody might think I'm crazy. To pull on the side of the road, I had a friend in Atlanta. Amen. And when I was living in Atlanta, my grandchildren were smaller. Amen. That was during the first year or two that I had these kids. And I tell you, she would roll out the window. We all would pile up into this little Lexus Jeep. And we would have to be about 10 deep, 10 or 12 deep. We knew if we got stopped, we were going to get some tickets. They might have hauled us to jail because those children weren't in seat belts. But we would drive an hour to church. I was attending Bishop Leo Lewis Church. My former pastor in Atlanta, Georgia. And, man, we would be riding, and Sister Camilla, she would roll around the window and just holler, "Thank you, George House, hallelujah." And the children, they would laugh. They thought it was so funny. But I guess while she was riding in the vehicle, she just began to think on God's goodness. And she would roll that window down and scream, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus." And she didn't care what folks think of her. And that's where I'm at right now. I don't care what people think about my life of serving God. I don't care. I don't care because I'm not living to serve you. I'm not living to please you. I am God's servant. But guess what? My ultimate goal is to please Jesus. My ultimate goal is to be like him. My ultimate goal is to make sure that one day, when the trumpet sound, amen, and I have to stand before God for myself, I want him to say, "Well done." Now, I don't know about you, but I'm looking for him to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now. Enter. Come on, my daughter. You're coming on and you're entering into your rest." Is that what you're serving him for? Because if you're serving him for accolades, if you're serving him for prestige, if you're serving him to sit at a head table, if you're serving him for men to say good things about you, well, I'm here to tell you, you're fighting a losing cause. You've already lost the battle. But if you're serving God, hallelujah. Yeah. For a crown of righteousness. If you're serving him to be in his presence perpetually for eternally, then guess what? I dare you to share him with somebody else. I dare you to tell somebody how good he is. I dare you to testify on what he's done for you. See, we overcome. Revelations 12:11 said we overcame him. Who are you talking about, Sister Bernard? We overcame Satan. We overcome the devil. We overcome Lucifer. We overcome the evil, wicked one. How do we overcome it? By the blood of the Lamb. That's how we overcome. You know my Shia. Woo! I bless him today. I give him glory. I give him praise, Jesus. I bless you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God is a great God, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it back into the hands of Evangelist T, and she can speak whatever the Lord has put on her heart and close us on out in whatever manner she like. Hey, you don't know what I'm going to say, y'all. Wait a minute, God. Hands in the teeth. Hey, you don't know what I'm going to
say, y'all. Hallelujah.
Thank
I just
Jesus.
Want to go back to verse 10. That's the verse that stood out to me. It says that the name of Jesus,
come on,
every knee shall bow,
come on,
the things in heaven and the things in earth and the things under the earth.
Boom.
I just can hear God saying that we have to bow down to Him.
Boom.
We have to bow down to the name that's above all names, which is
mm-hmm.
the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and
yes.
of the things of the earth. Hallelujah. And of the things in heaven.
Yes.
No matter what we're facing, we don't bow to Jesus one way or another. We have to do it now, for the Lord is calling us to do it. He's calling us to do it. He's calling for us to give Him reverence.
Yeah.
For us to even be back in His house.
Yeah.
I see. For the house of God, they don't even reverence God.
My God.
The unspeakable things in the house of God. Lord, I came up in the Baptist church and they didn't allow the things that I see that happen in the church today. No way. There was no way that can happen. No way it can happen. Running in and out. Spirit of distraction in the church. Just running in and out of the church.
Come on.
And giving God reference. The speaker speaking and you talking on your phone and texting and Facebook. Running out in the house of God. And I heard the voice of the Lord. It happened in my church and I'm not ashamed to say it.
All right.
The voice of God. He took me back in that room and he said, they do not honor me. They are not honoring me. They are disrespecting the house of God. And shortly after that, a lot of stuff got revealed. Because God ain't going to allow us to keep dishonoring His house. And you can dishonor His house by putting the wrong things in your temple.
That's
by
right.
making prophecy. I honor His house. I honor His ministry. I honor His people.
Because my God.
It's some of the time where God is exposing some things. And it ain't going to be pretty. It's not cute and it's not pretty. While the word of God is coming forth and you disrespecting the leader and you disrespecting God. Or most of all, you disrespect God and you're disrespecting the God in the least.
My God.
The Lord had to come through there like a rushing wind. Show some things. He prayed the house of God. That's what he did. He had to do it. So I thank the Lord that he's going to send some willing servants, some willing vessels.
Yes,
somebody should have to poke you and prime you to come to church. You should be ready to ride to the house of God. God made
come on now.
He didn't provide homes and jobs and healing and mind and everything. But when it comes to God, you want to put Him on the back burner. The devil
come
is
on
alive.
Now.
You will
come
not
on.
Put God on the back burner.
Yeah.
He is not out of the back burner. Either He is the first piece in your life or He is not. I just honor God today, and I know that was the Lord speaking because that bothered me. It bothered my spirit. It's a sacred place. Whatever junk you face, you leave that junk outside. And respect the house of God.
Respect
the house of God. This is a warning from God. Respect His house.
Respect His house.
Respect His house. And if Jesus has been more than enough to you. He's been way more than you could ever ask, what you could ever think. He's done so much for you even on this year. He can't even thank you. Don't even
Lord,
want to thank you. Won't even say I love you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How can you do it? How can you do it? I can't do it. I can't wake up in the morning and not say thank you, Lord.
Come on,
I can't wake up in the morning and not give you
thank you.
Hallelujah. So many death is all around. The death angel just been knocking at doors left and right. But he continued to cover you with his blood. He continued to keep you alive because you have a purpose. You have a purpose. You got to find out what that purpose is. Out of these places where you distract and can't hear from them. I tell you, if I got to go sit in the car, and that's where I'm at right now, I'm just sitting here because it's quiet. There's
all
no
right.
distraction.
Come on now.
Even though yesterday, when you were speaking that word, and God had you ministering to me, and I knew it was for me. I know I was on the line, but I knew it was for me. That's why I couldn't wait to call. But the whole time you were speaking, the enemy was in the background just cussing and going crazy.
Wow.
I said, you know what? The word of God done come forth. I said, Lord, your will be done.
Your
I won't
will.
Be nowhere where I'm getting cussed out because I'm listening to the word of God.
Mm.
I'm going to get a word of God in my house. Why is the word of God going forth in my house? Oh, little
wow.
Jesus, I think I must be working at the wrong house. Because the word of God got to go forth. The word of God going to go forth. Make no excuses.
No excuse.
I will make no excuses. For what I do between 1 and 3 on this line, I will make no excuses for it.
My God.
Faithful to me. He has healed all these broken places in my life. I see where he's restored my family, all the things that he's doing. And he's done it listening on this line. And applying those things not heard.
My
not
God.
Just listening and not doing them, but applying. Applying when you know when it's God. If you know God, then you know when it's God. And God comes on this line all the time. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Bernard. You know, I praise God, and I said all those things because that's what's been inside me. And I'm Evangelist here, Sister T, whatever. No names or titles or nothing mean nothing to me. All I know is I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I will do what he called me to do. I will do that. A lot of people might not like it. They might not understand it. But I will stop everything and do what God tells me to do. Nothing I think I got plans for me to do is more important than God.
Sold out.
Nothing. Just like on yesterday. It was not about presents and trees and turkeys and gumballs and all. It was about the love of God. I got the greatest gift. The greatest gift. Hallelujah. I thank God for having the greatest gift. And God is more than enough to me. He's more than the world. God has done everything. I love him today. I love him.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll close us on out with prayer. Evangelist T, I heard everything you said, and even on yesterday at the morning service, these two young men sitting right next to me, you know, they got their phones texting. They ain't hearing nothing the bishop saying. Just texting. I think we should, and out of respect for God, and these cell phones, and you know what? They were created by the enemy.
Oh, yeah?
I got one, and I love mine, too. But I tell you what, I don't love nothing, and no one, no thing. Listen, I'm not saying nothing. I say no thing.
Yeah.
And no one comes before God as it gets. Oh, no. When it comes to me coming to the house of God, I'm coming to get a word. I'm coming to get strength. I'm coming to get direction and instructions from God. I'm coming to worship him in the beauty of the soul. to me. I'm coming to praise and lift up his holy name. I don't come to church to play. So if you there to play, please don't sit by me. Because guess what? Please. I have the ushers or the deacons escort you on out from by me. Okay? And that's exactly what I wanted to do for them two young men. Just, can y'all go sit somewhere else or move me somewhere else? Please. I can't take that. It's a distraction. And any distraction, anything that distracts you from doing what you need to do for the Lord, it's not of God. And the enemy is coming up with all kinds of devices to keep us entertained. And as I said before, I go on Facebook to post something encouraging and to post my daily activities on this broadcast. Other than that, I'm not interested in your woman. I'm not interested in your maid. I'm not interested in love affairs and all in your drama and your dysfunctions with your family. We're not interested in that. If you can't post something decent, respectful, and encouraging, don't post nothing.
That's it.
That's the way I feel. Simple as that. Yeah. And we give, some of us give more time posting and doing stuff on Facebook than we give getting into the Word of God. You better watch it. You better watch it, because all of these things are traps, and they've been set up to lure us. To lure us to what? Somebody is like, what are you talking about, woman? Lure us to what? Lure us to sin. Lure us to put these things before God. Remember, he said, have no other God before me.
Amen. Amen. Okay?
We wake up in the morning and we hitting Facebook instead of hitting our knees, instead of hitting our faith, instead of telling God thank you, instead of spending a little time with the Lord. Come on, get in your word. Go in your secret closet. And in that hour you give to Facebook, give it to the Lord and see how God will enrich your life. See how God will enrich your life. Amen, amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We have a call on the line, area code 203. Amen. The last four of your number is 0430. We're trying to get your line open. I don't know if it's going to open. Again, I'm on the highway. I'm in a good little stretch here, and it's not opening. So we just wanted to acknowledge you, caller, and tell you thank you for tuning in. We will be back on the line on Monday. Amen. Monday will be the 29th. We have, today is the 26th. We only have 5 more days in this year. Amen. We also would like to invite you to tune in to our Saturday segment. Our Saturday segment is hosted by Minister Billy Burns, and it airs at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's a time that they have set aside for you to share your testimonies. And the name of that segment is They Overcame. Amen. So the call-in number is the same, area code 858-683-1334. She's on, Minister Billy Burns and her husband. They're on that radio blog every Saturday morning. And that time in the Pacific time is 5 a.m. and Central Standard Time is 7 a.m. So we certainly invite you to tune in to Be Overcame. And also on Sunday morning, somebody say Sunday morning. Sunday morning, we have Prophetess Darlene Davis, and she hosts our Sunday, early Sunday morning 30-minute prayer time. Amen. So if you'd like to tune in for corporate prayer, you can certainly dial in the same call-in number, and you will hear Prophetess Darlene Davis interceding and praying for our leaders, for our nation, and for our families, and for our ministries. Amen. So that's every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, and that's 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're in California, it's 7 in the morning. If you're in New Orleans, it's 9 in the morning. If you're in North Carolina, New York, Michigan, Tennessee, on the East Coast, that time is 10 a.m. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And remember to share Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, caller. Have a blessed day. We're going to close out with Alabaster Box by CC Watson.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Love
amen. You. Amen. Let it minister to you. God
amen.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Love you, Evangelist.
I love you too, God, mommy. Love you. Bye.
All right. I don't hear it playing. That's all right. We're going to keep it moving. Amen. I wasn't even able to promote. Even that ain't working. All right, Lord, it's okay. It's okay.
Amen. I can sing your song if you want, real quick.
All right, you know the enemy is mad.
Yeah.
He's mad, but it's okay.
All in love with Jesus.
All right, I hear it. All right, the Evangelist T can sing us on out. Glory.
All in love, Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. It is all I feel protected.
All right.
Never disconnected. It is all I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love, Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected.
In his arms,
I feel protected. He's the best thing I've ever done. Hallelujah.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we love it. Falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the best thing that I've ever done.
Thank you. God bless you. Goodbye.